March Madness is officially underway today. Of course, I probably don't have to remind you. Well, it's too late now anyway, but you've been busy filling out your bracket, right? Well, as the nation's attention turns to college hoops, we want to tell you about a completely different sort of basketball madness. Americans playing pro ball in Libya, a country still recovering from a revolution. This is the first season that foreigners are allowed back in the Libyan League since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. Reporter Marine Olivesi spoke with two of the American players in Libya's capital, Tripoli.
It's a day off for the team. No practice, no game. But some of them played basketball anyway, with a joystick. Then they went out for coffee, pretty much all there is to do in the Libyan capital.
My teammates are like, there's nothing to do here, man. I'm like, why'd you come here?
That's DeAndre Rice, 28, one of a handful of U.S. basketball players in Libya. He says his teammates warmly greeted him when he arrived in November. An American on the team means more chance of winning. But there was also that warning about life in Libya.
I'm like, it's okay. Like, I'm not over here to, you know, go out or whatever, even though it would be enjoyable to do sometimes, but I'm over here to play basketball, so it's fine with me.
Playing basketball and making pretty good money, between $5,000 and $8,000 a month. Rice won't say exactly how much he's getting paid. The Libyans on the team earn 2 to 3 times less, and he doesn't want to stir up jealousy. But he says the paycheck is worth the sacrifice of not being home.
I had an offer this year to play in the D League again, but I didn't want to take a pay cut to go play over there. So.
And I guess you're not spending much.
Oh,
here.
No. I think since November, I've spent like $300 since I've been here, which is nothing because we live for free and we eat for free. So all my money is always shipped back home, wired back home.
Rice has two girls back in Houston, Texas, 6 and 7 years old. He hasn't seen them since September, except on a computer screen. He's a little homesick, he says, but he's gotten used to it. Rice has been playing overseas since 2007, when he left the U.S. for, believe it or not, Syria.
I went to college at Florida Atlantic, and after that, I played in the Development League in the NBA. And after that, just wanted to make more money and to get out and see the world, and my agent said he had something in Syria for me, so I just jumped on it and went.
Did you know where Syria was?
Yeah, I looked at the map, then I did some research on it, and I don't know. I always have an open mind to going places. You know, you have to experience everything for yourself.
Rice played in Aleppo for a season, then off to Tunisia, Ukraine, back to Tunisia, and finally Libya. He says life in Tripoli is a bit more lonely. There aren't that many foreigners here these days, and he was the only American on the team until Shane Burrell signed up late January. For Burrell, a Jamaican-American who lives in L.A., the adjustment wasn't as smooth. He played overseas before, in China, Holland, and Mozambique, but this is his first time in an Arab country, and not a very stable one.
My fourth day here, or fifth day here, I heard, like, just crazy gunshots and stuff like that, and I got really scared, and I hit my agent up, like, yo, I gotta get out of here. Like, I hear gunshots and bombs going off, and he's like, what? So I went to Rice, and Rice was like, yeah, that's normal. It's normal, man. Just try to go to sleep. And I'm like, everywhere I go, you know, for practice, I see somebody with a gun. You know, I have teammates in my team that carry a gun to practice.
Like, it's Wild West, I guess.
There it is. Wild West. Wild West, man.
And Burrell soon realized that in Libya, things can get rough on the court, too.
Libya basketball is definitely different from any place I've ever been through in my life, so.
Is the play itself or just...
The play itself, yeah. The referees, the how people think of the game. I would call it jail basketball. Rough fouling at all times, foul, foul, foul. And the referees, it's like, okay, this rough, that's basketball. It should be like this. No, it should not be like this.
It's hard to imagine this guy being pushed around, though. He's 6'8", 250 pounds, covered with tattoos from shoulders to wrists. And on the court, it's not just his body that stands out.
Here we go.
Burrell shouts, jumps, and pumps up his teammates. A real show, American style.
My game is kind of emotional, and I really love the game of basketball. So, and it also helps me win and help me keep my job. So I think that we come here, we put some fire under their butts, and tell them we gotta win these games, and I think they buy into it. Some of them, they buy into it.
And so does the public, at least the 70 or so people scattered in the stands, almost a crowd by Libyan basketball standards. The game was supposed to be an easy win for Burrell and Rice's team, which ranks first in Libya's Western Conference. Instead, they pushed into overtime. The club's new Serbian coach is furious. He scolds the players during a break.
Rice, I want you to get the ball every time and to set off. Pass the ball under the basket and play one-on-one under the basket.
The coach demands that the ball goes to Rice on every play near the basket. Burrell says that kind of play doesn't sit too well with some Libyans, who now have to make room for not one, but two Americans. But it does seem to be worth it in the end. Rice hits 5 3-pointers, 3 just in overtime, 47 points total in the game. The club's manager comes up to me later and whispers, "Now you get it, why everybody wants Americans on their team." For The World, I'm Marine Olivesi, Tripoli, Libya.